BBC presents Destination Fire. Cause for Alarm. A story by Philip Levine with Robert Beatty as Q Barnaby, fire investigator.
How do you like it, Dad?
I'll be with you in a minute, Sue.
I've put the gardening tools in the front of the window and kitchen stuff and sundries in the shelves.
Yeah, let's have a look.
Think I was a professional window dresser, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you've done that very nicely.
Oh, it's such a nice shop.
Yeah, that's what I always wanted. Our own little hardware business. Just a pity your mother didn't live to see it.
Yes. It's a lovely new estate. I wonder who'll be renting the shops opposite.
Well, bound to have one of those new laundrettes. And there'll be a radio and TV shop, I expect.
Oh, yes, there will be a TV shop. The chap who's opening it came in yesterday. He's about 25, and he's going to do repairs, too.
Is he?
His name's Jarvis. Brian Jarvis.
Brian, eh?
Oh, Dad, he asked me about trade. I said we'd been doing very nicely, considering the short time we've been open.
Now, you shouldn't just discuss our business with strangers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, by the way, have you ordered that new range of lawnmowers?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, but I thought...
Now, just leave me to handle the business side. There's a good girl.
All right, Dad.
Now, if you finish that window, get your bike out and nip this roll of paper down to number 3 Fordyce Road. Got left out of their order.
Trying to get rid of me, are you?
Why should I do that?
Oh, Dad, I was only joking. Aren't you touchy today? Oh, that reminds me. That bloke who comes in every Friday.
Now, come on. I can't stand here and chat with you. I want that paper delivered. Go on. Off you go.
Oh, I'm going. At number 3 Fordyce Road, you said?
Yes, number 3.
Afternoon, Mr. Routledge.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Nelson.
We're very formal, aren't we? Ernie to you. Well, come on over to the cash register. You ought to know the drill by now.
Look, I'm afraid things are a bit difficult this week.
But you signed on the dotted line, didn't you? I don't have to remind you what happens to people who break agreements. It's hard on them, and it can be hard on their families. Go on, press the little lever. That's better.
That's all I can manage.
Well, I'm afraid that won't satisfy the company.
It's all I can spare.
Well, let's give you a receipt. Must keep it legal. But as I said, I don't think it'll satisfy the company.
35, 36, 37, 38, 39. You're short in your accounts, Ernie.
I know, Mr. Campbell, but I'm afraid Routledge couldn't meet his commitment.
But if he doesn't meet his commitment, how can I meet my expenses? I pay high rent for this office. There's my telephone and printing costs. And my staff have to be paid, don't they, Ernie?
Yes, Mr. Campbell.
Then I think we shall have to proceed against Mr. Routledge, shan't we?
Oh, of course, Mr. Campbell. That's what I was about to suggest.
Dad, huh? I'm sorry to wake you, but I thought I smelt burning.
What?
Well, can't you smell it?
Yes, I think you're right.
It's from the shop, I think.
Here, quick, let's have my dressing gown.
Here you are.
Right. No, you stay up here. Who's that? What's going on?
Dad! Dad! What's happened? Quick! The whole place is alight! We've got to get out of here!
Yeah, it could be worse, I suppose. I'll be out of this hospital in a couple of days.
Oh, I do hope so.
Sue? Yeah? Anyone been asking questions?
No, not yet. Dad, there was a man in the yard last night, did you know? I saw him as I came down the stairs.
Forget it.
What? But why?
Forget what you saw. If anyone asks any questions, say a cat knocked some turps over and he got to the gas fire.
But why?
Never mind that. Now, promise me that's what you'll say. Promise me.
Oh, all right.
Good girl. Now, in case the police call, there's something else I want you to do.
Here's the report on that dock fire, Q. Good heavens, did I dictate all that? Mm-hmm. Your typewriter must be worn out.
To say nothing of my fingers. Well, before you start wading through that little lot, I ought to warn you there's a friend of yours in the outer office.
Oh, slim, fair, and attractive?
No, tall, Scots, and dyspeptic.
Inspector Hackett.
How did you guess?
You know, he ought to take up residence. All right, hustle him in.
Come in, Robbie.
Sit yourself down, Robbie.
Well, I'm sorry to bother you with trifles, but I got a call from a friend of mine on the Kemsley Green Council.
Kemsley Green?
Yeah.
That's Ilford Way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just on the Green Belt. A number of council estates shooting up there. Their fire record's pretty good, but in the past month they've had 4 shop fires.
4?
Mainly stock and a bit of paintwork. Never more than £50 or £60 worth of damage.
How many shops are there?
Around about 30, though some of them are still to be let.
When was the most recent fire?
Last night. In a hardware shop. The owner, a Mr. Claude Routledge, is in hospital. Secondary burns to neck and shoulders.
That doesn't sound too serious.
Fortunately. But the council are a bit anxious. Some of the blocks run to 8 stories, and a serious fire could endanger several 100 families.
Well, tell them to issue some fire prevention leaflets, sir.
But supposing there's a fire raiser at work?
Any evidence?
No. Of course, it might be some kids. I don't know why, but I've a feeling about this one, Q, right here.
You're sure it's not your dyspepsia?
I'm on a strict diet. Cross my rather tired heart. Now, supposing you just take a look around. Have a word with Routledge. Won't take you more than a couple of hours.
Can I help you, sir?
My name's Barnaby. I'm looking into the fire on behalf of the local council.
Oh, yes. Yes, they rang up a short while back. I'm Sue Routledge. My dad's in hospital, I expect you know.
Yes. This is my secretary, Miss Crane.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Now, where did the fire actually start?
Oh, in our storeroom. I'll show you.
Thank you. Nothing's been touched here?
Oh, no. The fire officer told me to leave everything just as it was.
Yes. Who discovered the fire?
Well, I suppose I did. Well, I heard a clatter in the middle of the night, and then I smelt burning. Dad seemed to think a cat must have got in and knocked over some bottles of Terps.
But that wouldn't catch fire on its own.
No, but Dad remembered that he'd left the gas fire on in his office.
That little room through there, you mean?
Yes. He thinks the Terps must have run along the floor and caught a light when it reached the fire.
Yes, it could happen that way.
Oh, that's the shop. Can I leave you for a minute?
Yes, go ahead, dear.
She was a bit on edge.
Yes, wasn't she? There's a spirit level in my kit, Bella. Let's have it, will you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks. Now, let's see. Remarkable.
What is?
Ever known liquid to flow uphill?
Well, hardly.
Well, if we're to believe that girl's story, that's what the Terps did last night. You see, what? The floor is not quite level. It slopes away from the office. The Terps would have flowed in the other direction, away from the gas fire.
Oh, but they called the brigade and Routledge tried to put out the fire. Why would they want to lie about it?
I don't know. But she did get a bit worried when I mentioned that office. Let's take a look at it, Is she still in the shop?
Oh, she'll be some time. The customer's choosing wallpaper.
Just as well.
Why, what do you find?
Take a look at this grate, behind the gas fire. Someone's been burning some paper, and quite recently, too.
And how can you tell?
Well, the smell, for one thing, and those matches in the grate, they're quite clean.
Well, a pile of charred paper isn't much to go on.
You'd be surprised. If I can get those ashes out intact, Alec, our bright backroom boy, might be able to tell us quite a lot. First thing is to stop all drafts. See if you can push that door to
it.
Now, in my kit, there's a fine spray with some varnish. Yellow label, I think.
Here you are.
Thanks. Now, just a light spraying should do the trick. Doesn't take more than a second to dry. And I'll have those tweezers in that small glass dish. I think they'll come out in one piece.
Do you think she'll notice they've gone?
No, not if they're unimportant. But if they are important, I doubt if she'll mention it.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Barnaby. That customer's only just left.
Oh, well, we're on our way, too. Just one more question, Miss Routledge.
Yes?
Who locks up at night?
Oh, I do, usually.
Did you lock up last night?
Yes. I remember bolting the back door.
Windows, too?
Yes, and the fan lights.
Hello, Sue.
Oh, hello, Brian. This gentleman's here about the fire.
Oh, yes?
Oh, Mr. Barnaby, this is Mr. Jarvis.
How do you do?
He's opening a radio and TV shop opposite.
I think I'd better have some sprinklers fitted, don't you?
I should. Well, I don't think I need bother you further, Miss Routledge.
It's something to do with the council, did you say, Mr. Barnaby?
That's correct, Mr. Routledge.
Well, these accidents will happen, won't they? I did my best to put it out. Shouldn't be here if I hadn't.
Now, let's hear about the fire.
Well, it was my fault. That's the long and short of it. Left that gas fire on. And some blasted cat went rummaging among those bottles of Terps.
Where'd it come from?
Hmm?
The cat?
Oh, from one of the flats, I should think.
How would it get in?
Through one of the fanlights, I reckon.
Hmm. Are you insured?
Yes, but I don't suppose I'll make a claim.
Oh, why not?
Well, as you say, there wasn't too much damage, was there?
But a fair bit of your stock was destroyed.
Well, it was my fault, in a way. Got to learn by your mistakes. Teach me to be more careful in future.
Mr. Quentin Barnaby's office.
Ooh, that's quite a mouthful, Val.
You could change your name to John Smith.
Now, that's an idea.
Those ashes are with Alec, but he hasn't rung down yet.
Well, look, Robbie gave me a list of the other fires on the estate. Have you got the file on your desk?
Oh, yes, just hang on a minute. Yes, I've got it. Do you want me to read them all out to you?
No, not all of them. When was the last one?
There was one in a small grocery shop about 3 weeks ago.
Well, they've probably redecorated by now. Is there nothing more recent?
Oh, yes, there is. A newsagent and tobacconist 5 days ago.
That sounds more hopeful. Have you got the name and address of the owner?
Uh-huh. Mrs. Adams. Mrs. Sarah Adams.
Will this take long, Mr. Barnaby? It's early closing today, and I want to get into town if I can.
I shan't keep you more than a few minutes, Mrs. Adams. When did this fire happen?
Oh, over last weekend. Saturday, to be exact. I was upstairs getting the kids' supper ready when I smelt something burning. I rushed down here, and those racks at the far end were alight. It was quite a blaze, as you can see.
That's your storeroom through there, is it?
Yes, but the fire started in the shop. Oh, I reckon that someone accidentally dropped a match or a cigarette end into one of the paper racks. Saturday's a busy night.
Yes. That door leading to the yard, was that locked at the time of the fire?
Yes, I should think so.
I suppose you... Your insurance claim will be pretty high.
Well, to tell you the truth, I haven't bothered about a claim.
Why not?
Well, you know what these insurance companies are like. Thousands of questions, and then they keep you hanging about for months. Besides, they'd probably want to raise my premium. So I thought I'd deal with it myself. Now, is there anything else I can tell you?
No, thank you, Mrs. Adams. You've told me all I want to know. Sorry to be impatient, Alec. How far have you got with those ashes?
Well, it's fairly tricky, Q, but I think I can bring up the writing, as long as the ashes don't disintegrate.
I sprayed them with some varnish.
Yes, it's a good job you did. They're in the chloral hydrate solution now. I'll be putting them in the glycerin bath any moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the shape of these remains and the perforated edge, I'd say they were some form of receipt.
Oh, do you think so?
Oh, we'll soon know. Let's have those forceps at the right of you, please.
Sure.
Now, gently does it. Now, keep your fingers crossed. The lettering should become visible any second now. Yes, look, there we are.
Yeah.
It's writing. And some printing, too.
Hmm. Yes, that... What is it? The Eastern Loan Company.
Yeah.
Wilton Drive. Director... Looks like a D. Campbell, received of C. Routledge £5.
Yes, and it's signed, E. Nelson.
There's another one here for £5.
But this one's only for three.
Is there a date on it?
Yes, last Friday. It looks as though Routledge was in the red.
But why get his daughter to burn those receipts? He'd want to hang on to them.
But did she burn them?
Well, he's been in hospital since last night, and there was a smell of newly burnt paper in the grate. Alec, I want you to photograph those receipts. And let Val have some copies for the file.
Yes, right, Okio.
Well, the yard don't seem to know where Robbie is.
Typical. Well, keep trying, will you, Val?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to drop into the Eastern Loan Company.
For what reason?
Oh, well, I'll think of something. But when you do get hold of Robbie, ask him if he can get the following information.
Come in. You got the right office? This is the Eastern Loan Company.
You're a finance company, aren't you?
Yes.
Then I'm at the right place. My name's Barnaby. From that sign, I gather you're Mr. Campbell.
You've gathered right. What can I do for you, Mr. Barnaby?
Well, as much as I loathe to admit it, I need a loan.
What kind of business are you in?
Gents Outfitters.
Whereabouts?
Ilford.
Why do you need the loan?
Well, I'm afraid I overbought for the spring, and what with the weather, I'm stuck with it. It's not stuff that'll date, you know. I'll get rid of it next year, but I need the cash for my winter stock.
I'd like to help you, but I'm afraid things are pretty dicey at the moment.
But I'm not asking for thousands, just a few hundred.
I'm sorry. I suggest you try one or two other companies. You might have more luck there.
Where have you been, Q?
Oh, where have I been? I like that.
You got my message?
I'd hardly have traipsed down to the yard if I hadn't.
Well, I've got the information you asked for. I checked with Routledge's bank manager, and if you think he was in debt, you're wrong.
Oh.
He hasn't a fortune, but his head's above water, and he's a nice little nest egg put away for his daughter.
So he'd have no trouble with getting a loan.
But he hasn't asked for one. I checked.
Thought not.
All right, let's hear what's going around in that head of yours.
Well, before I drop a real bombshell in your lap, I'd better tell you that the fire at the hardware shop was no accident.
How do you know?
Honest people are such bad liars. Routledge tells me a cat got in, but his daughter tells me she locked every window, door, and fanlight. And the cat was supposed to have smashed some bottles, but there was no broken glass. And if that wasn't enough, the floor level was such that the turpentine could never have reached the gas fire.
But why should Routledge and the girl lie about it?
It's not only Routledge. I visited Mrs. Adams, who runs the tobacconist's shop. She lied, too.
Oh?
She said the fire started in the shop, but from the charring on the door, it definitely began in the storeroom. And one final tidbit for your collection. Neither party is claiming insurance.
What the devil's going on?
Well, if you want my guess, it's protection.
Protection?
Intimidation, blackmail, call it what you like. These small fires were a warning. Pay up, or next time it might be the entire stock, or even your families. You know the sort of thing.
Oh, come off it, Q. That kind of racket went out with the Charleston.
Look, crime's like any fire. Create the right conditions, and off it goes. After all, there are 30 shops in the area. A fiver apiece, and you've got 150 a week dropping right into your lap.
But they'd be taking a heck of a risk.
Not if it's properly organized. Once you've persuaded the unwilling party, you just get them to sign a loan agreement. Then they make their repayments.
Oh, weekly. But a little council estate.
Well, can you think of a better place? Everything seems above board. Traders need stock fittings. And within a stone's throw, there's the Eastern Loan Company.
The what?
Well, I found some charred receipts. Routledge was scared, so he got his daughter to burn them in case anyone came nosing around. I dropped into the company. It's run by a Mr. Campbell. Ooh, nice offices, everything. But they're not lending money.
Well, you can't pinch them for that.
I agree. These boys cover every loophole. Your only chance is to persuade one of the victims to talk.
Then I'd better have a shot, hadn't I? Inspector Hackett?
Mr. Barnaby's here, sir.
Right. Send him in, Sergeant.
How'd you get on, Robbie?
Complete waste of time.
Oh.
Saw Routledge and visited every shop in the estate. I got one or two of them to admit they were paying money to Campbell, but a loan, all legal. He's put the fear of God into them.
Well, few people like to see their families beaten up.
Oh, excuse me a sec. Hello?
There's a Miss Crane on the phone, sir.
All right, put her through. It's Val.
Val?
Hello, Val?
Robbie? Is Q with you?
Yes, he's here. There's something wrong. She sounds ill.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello? Hello, Val? What's the trouble?
Well, I went out for a coffee. When I got back, the office was ransacked. Someone struck me and...
Are you badly hurt?
Okay.
Well, now, look, Val, take it easy and lie down. Robbie and I will be right over.
Go on, Val. Finish up that brandy or I'll find myself a straw. That's my girl. How are you feeling now?
Oh, much better now. Thanks, Robbie. He must have been behind the door when I came in.
I don't suppose you caught as much as a glimpse of him.
No.
He found the Kemsley Green file, all right.
Oh, is it gone?
No, but it's out of order.
Probably anxious to see how much we knew.
Look, Robbie, I don't want to encroach in your territory, but I'd like to have another word with Rutledge.
He won't budge. He's too concerned for his daughter.
But can I try?
Go ahead, but I doubt if you'll get very far.
For the umpteenth time, Mr. Barnaby, no one's been forcing me to pay any money. I told the inspector, and I'm telling you, that fire was an accident.
It's your daughter you're worried about, isn't it, Mr. Rutledge? These men have threatened her.
Where'd you get this stuff from?
I recovered some burnt receipts from your office grate.
So?
The fact that you've lied to me is neither here nor there. I understand your anxiety. It's because of it that people like Campbell can operate.
Look, leave me alone.
But your refusal to make a statement and identify these men is just as criminal, because it enables them to go on terrorizing other people.
What others?
Well, you don't think that you were the only one, do you? Remember that fire at Mrs. Adams' shop?
What, the little tobacconist?
Yes, that was no accident either. And she's a widow with two children to support.
I see.
Now look, supposing I call the inspector and get him over here again. Will you make that statement?
Yes, all right. I'll talk to him.
Mr. Campbell?
Ernie, can't you read? It says please knock.
Sorry, but I just drove by the estate. There's a police car down there.
Oh, they have been busy, haven't they?
Well, what do you mean?
I had a visit from a gentleman called Barnaby. He said he was in gents' outfitting. But I was a bit suspicious, so I followed him. Well, he's a fire consultant.
What?
Yes, got quite a file on Kemsley Green. And some photostat copies of Routledge's receipts.
What, do you think he'll talk?
Oh, we'd better make sure he won't, hadn't we?
How'd it go, Robbie?
It didn't.
What?
First, Routledge refused to see me.
But
finally, I managed to get in, but I couldn't get a word out of him. Shut up like a clam.
That's odd. When I left, he'd agreed to make a statement.
Well, he changed his mind.
But why?
Lord knows. If these people only realized all that's needed is a little courage...
We could try his daughter again.
Okay, but frankly, I think we're on a fool's errand.
Well, Mr. Jarvis, isn't it?
Yes.
Gone into the hardware business instead?
No, just looking after the shop for Sue.
Oh, this is Inspector Hackett.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Mr. Jarvis is opening that new TV and radio shop opposite. Oh.
Yes, first thing tomorrow.
When will Miss Routledge be back?
Oh, she's not out. She's lying down upstairs.
Oh?
She went to visit her dad. Had a bit of an accident on the way back.
What happened?
Well, fell off her bike. Cut her head and she's badly bruised.
I see. Tell me, Mr. Jarvis, where is her bike?
Well, it's outside in the yard.
I think we ought to take a look at it, don't you, Robbie?
No. Not a scratch on this bike, Q.
No. I have a feeling that accident occurred before she left for the hospital, not after.
And that's why Routledge changed his mind.
What do you think?
Well, my hands are tied unless someone makes a statement.
No one can say we haven't tried.
I suppose young Jarvis will be the next on the list.
Hmm?
Well, TV, radios, it's a good business. They're bound to call on him.
Yes. You know, Robbie, you've given me an idea.
Hmm?
Providing Jarvis cooperates.
What have you got in mind?
Well, I wasn't a great success as a gents outfitter, but now I'm thinking of going into the radio and TV business.
You must be the killing me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Val. There are no chairs. Sit on a TV set.
Do you think this character will ever arrive? I've been hanging about this shop for nearly 3 hours.
My bet is that he'll call in just before closing time. That's in a couple of minutes.
And supposing it's Campbell, he'd recognize you.
Well, I'm sure it won't be. He's not one for the dirty work. Now, you know what you have to do?
Yes. Behave as though I'm a customer. Wait for your signal and then...
As casually as you can.
But, of course.
Aha. There's a car pulling up on the service road.
Oh, a very smooth young man.
Well, go on, go on. Wander about. Wander
all right,
about.
All right.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Oh, nice shop you've got here.
Yes, just opened.
You should do very nicely.
Yes, I hope so.
But it's amazing the amount of riffraff you get in these parts. Put a brick through your window as soon as look at you.
Well, I'm insured.
Yes, but that won't cover every emergency.
No?
Now, you look a sensible bloke. So let me put my cards on the table. You see, we run a little company, and just for a few quid a week, we can offer you our special service.
What kind of service?
Make sure your property stays intact. See no grief comes to your family. No accidental fire.
In here, Mr. Campbell.
Really, I must protest. I'm a very busy man.
We'll be brief. I believe you've already met Mr. Barnaby.
Hello, Campbell.
And, of course, Mr. Nelson is an employee of yours.
What the devil
have you... The cops nabbed me as I left the TV shop.
Well, surely there's no law against offering credit facilities.
But that's not all he offered, was it, Mr. Nelson?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Then you must have a very short memory. Listen to this.
Can I help you?
Ah, nice shop you've got here.
Yes, it just opened.
It should do very nicely.
Yes, I...
That was my secretary leaving. She put on the recorder.
But it's amazing the amount of riffraff you get in these parts. Put a brick through your window as soon as look at you.
Well.
The rest makes even better listening. But I don't think we need play any more. Do you, Mr. Campbell?
That was Robert Beatty as Q Barnaby and Gudrun Ure as Val in Cause for Alarm, written by Philip Levine and produced for the BBC by Martin C. Webster.